Welcome back. Top of the second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast is Tuesday, June 2nd, 2020. Here's an interesting video that may or may not be worth watching. Who knows how long, you know, sort of prescient and fortuitous. Atlas Survival Shelters, almost 2 million views now. June 2019, actually, this is one from the, you know, from the Wayback Machine. These days, I'm on the internet. Like I said yesterday, tabula rasa, everything's getting erased. You're hearing that phrase more and more these days. I don't think it's an accident. Speaking of the pornographic addiction, the tragedy, people just sort of expect to not remember anything. And we need to stop doing this. There are a lot of things we need to stop doing, more things we need to start doing. More on that in a bit. So Atlas Survival Shelters, this video from last June, why is Bill Gates building so many doomsday bunkers? Kind of an interesting video now, huh? 20 minutes long, actually 19 minutes and change. You might want to give that a watch. Or not, whatever. I mentioned Grace's video from yesterday, Are You Not Entertained? I think we will play at least some of that. And similarly, Polly has a video published today, Amazing Polly St. George, Riots and Lockdown, Fourth Generation Warfare. There you go, 27 minutes. And it's weird. To me, the zombie apocalypse is the Van Jones, the Keith Boykin, the Mike Griffin, the Obama, you know, I'll call them Obama operatives, just to sort of quantify it. I'm not trying to, you know, balkanize or anything like that. But there are folks in our midst who are, you know, political opportunist vampires. And I think Van Jones is one of those. Maybe Mike Griffin means well. Maybe Keith Boykin does too. But you know, if you affiliate with Barack Obama, you're just a Marxist weather underground terrorist. You might have latent tendencies. You might have, you know, they might be mostly dormant. But you're a weather underground terrorist somewhere under there. You might not even know it. Obviously, is kind of what I'm saying. You know, and so social programs, I just think it's fascinating to me to hear people like Mike Griffin talk and talk about these programs and things that he probably has never, you know, these socialized programs and things. I'm pretty sure Mike Griffin has never, maybe I'm wrong, and if I am, I stand corrected, but I doubt it. Generally speaking, the Van Jones, the Keith Boykins, the Mike Griffins are not the kinds of people. You know, it's that kind of stuff. We want social programs. Okay, so, you know, tell me how you've benefited from those things. Well, I mean, in my Ivy League education, I never really – well, then why are you extolling the virtues of these things? How did you come up, so to speak? How did you manage to have such – what? I mean, you guys all look like you're living better than I am. So what kind of privilege do we call that? You know, you're living better than the your buddy Barack Obama destroyed. He did his part to destroy the middle class, which everyone agrees is the firewall that keeps Rome from burning. You know, and not to pick on anyone in particular, because I'm no fan of what's going on now either, as I've mentioned. I mean, a sitting president tweets, or it comes out of the Twitter account associated with the sitting president. And I guess that's how we have to couch that. When the looting starts, the shooting starts. What kind of stuff is that? You know, and how, you know, and it should make you wonder that basically immediately that goes out and is followed immediately by, well, that's a reference to George Wallace. And, you know, okay, well, how did this happen? This seems like it's completely scripted. No sitting president in his right mind would do that. I mean, we've gone off the rails into, you know, purge land, it seems. Kind of like the George Floyd narrative that just is too bizarre to be real. Just quickly on that, what I was saying was Derek Chauvin, apparently he and his wife, Kelly, who is, and that's interesting. So she's born in Laos, and her name is Kelly, K-E-L-L-I-E. I mean, I guess she goes by Kelly. Anyway, that's, I guess, not strange. She wins Mrs. Minnesota. That's interesting. But they own houses in the Minneapolis area, I believe, and down in Florida. And so people showed up at the Florida home that they apparently own, which is interesting. A cop who owns a home in Minneapolis and in Florida. Okay, I guess that's not strange. But, you know, Derek Chauvin apparently has been involved in several politically charged, politically motivated incidents, shall we say, 18 complaints, I guess, from what I understand, 3 officer-involved shootings, 1 including a man from Alaska. So Alaska, Minneapolis, Florida. Where have I heard that? Oh, yeah, Esteban Santiago, who said that the CIA was trying to get him to watch videos to fight for ISIS, went into the FBI. They confiscated his handgun that was in his car, and his child had him submitted for voluntary psych evaluation. Said, nope, he's shipshape, gave him his pistol back, and a month later, apparently the guy's flying through Minneapolis down to Florida to empty a clip, a magazine. People want to say, you know, whatever. You know what I'm saying. And then lay down spread eagle on the floor and, I mean, what in the heck? Speaking of bizarre coincidences, and you know, that was one of the things that Sheriff Scott Israel bragged about. BSO apprehended the killer in the Fort Lauderdale airport attack within 80 seconds of the first shot being fired. That's what Scott Israel said. Remember that? Which kind of reminds me of how everyone, you know, Donald Trump's account has a tweet. When the looting starts, the shooting starts, and immediately, George Wallace said that. Wow, that was fast. So I just think it's weird. It's a weird coincidence that Derek Chauvin has a house in Minneapolis, a house in Florida, and was involved in a shooting of a guy from Alaska. I don't know. It's a weird coincidence. Kind of like pallets of bricks being dropped off just in advance of protests. We were doing some, you know, we were going to, yeah. What was the other thing? Austin Fletcher. Fleckus. Where's his video? He did something recently to interviewing business owners. And that was interesting. Actually, maybe we should play a clip of that. Because there was a gentleman, you'll never guess. I mean, this is amazing. We all should turn off the black screens. How does this guy know? It's amazing. Incredible. At the end of that video, where is that? Maybe I should talk about the other stuff quickly. So the video is titled LA Protesters Are Fed Up with Gavin Newsom and the California Lockdown. I think that's the one that I'm thinking of. That's not a recent one. Well, let's see. May 4th, the last month. But what was interesting is that the one that I'm thinking of? No, that's not the one because Riot aftermath, small business owners assess damage after looters destroy their storefronts in downtown Los Angeles. That's the one. The gentleman at the end of that video that he interviews. I want to play this. If you haven't seen it, it's unbelievable. You never guess. The guy is very articulate. And, I mean, wow. We can do that. Yeah, that's the one. So let me see if we can do this. A little bit of time. Definitely. Well, let's just jump in. I mean, we don't probably need to play all of this. It's really unfortunate what happened. I'm going to jump in around 4 minutes, I guess. It's an 8-minute video. You should watch the whole thing. And we'll jump in the middle. Basically, you know, the synopsis is downtown Los Angeles business owners are assessing the damage that was done in the aftermath of the riots, obviously. But there's a gentleman at the end. I want to play a little bit of this. The gentleman that he interviews about 3 minutes into from where we're going to play. So listen, you know, when we get to about 3 minutes, that last minute of the interview, last minute or minute and a half or so, this gentleman is very articulate. Listen to this. Go ahead, please.
You see,
guys, there's a lot of problems here.
Are you protecting your business tonight?
No.
Just hoping for the best?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean,
what's your message to the protesters who are maybe getting a little too violent?
Yeah, this is not protest. This is sort of robbery, you know. This is not protest. When the people come for robbery, all people have prepared for break down the windows, for take everything.
Are you worried about your future?
I think yes. I think, yes, in the future, yeah.
It wasn't a protest. Listen, I'm sympathetic with this cause. I am one of these people, like many, that, you know, put on the social media that, you know, what happened there was unfair, whatever. But these are not protesters. These are people that are here just for any cause, right? The only objective is come here, create, you know, make some damage, steal stuff, you know, create a riot. These are people that come here to make it down. They are not people from downtown. They come here because they know that, you know, they can steal, you know, television like I saw yesterday. They can steal shoes. And so I think this riot goes against this movement.
That's your reaction to something like that, to just go out and riot like that and just destroy property, you know, and then steal things too. You know, you get some type of self-gratification out of that or what? You know, I wouldn't, you know, because somewhere along the line I would say, no, I'm not doing this, you know, because I came up a little different, but some people did, some things set them off in different ways, and then you get a group of them together and they're all doing the same thing.
I think, to be honest, I think it's like just a bunch of, you know, pent-up emotions that they're feeling. That's the way that they're expressing themselves, but that's not the way to do it, man. That's definitely not the way to do it.
I don't think it's right, because I feel basically everybody should just get along. I don't care what color you are. We all brothers and sisters down here. And can we all just get along and just love each other and say, hey, I come see you and you come see me. Communication is the best thing in the world.
We are the people that we go on the, you know, protest against what happened, but we never, you know, acting like this is the opposite of what I assume these people that are protesting try to achieve.
What's your message to the protesters that are going to be out here again tonight?
Man, I'm hoping that, you know, it can be a peaceful one. peaceful protest and have everybody, you know what I mean, just, you know, walk as one.
I think a lot of people agree that the killing was unjust. Like, no one's really disagreeing.
And a lot of, you know, I'm a conservative. A lot of conservatives do think that it was unjust. But, you know, when it comes to, like, the riots and the looting and stuff, that's, you know, that's not the way to do it, man.
I think they should protest in a normal manner. Maybe get banners or something and get about 1,500 people, and then they just hit the streets and just march about what happened.
Well, I mean, I think the protesters should watch, you know, who is there, right? Because, you know, if I'm a protester and somebody act like that, I should be the one stopping them. Because I'm not going to stop them. What I'm supposed to do? I'm not going to start shooting anybody.
You think the media is playing a role in kind of getting everyone riled up?
They kind of like, I think that keeps it rolling a little bit. News and newspapers, in my personal opinion. I think so. And the general public is, they call us consumers, constituents, but we're somewhat gullible. And, we're susceptible to things that we read, see, and hear and all that. Investigate things for yourself and then make your own judgment. Now, if you was raised right, had mother and father at home, and then chances are that they raised you to be a right person. So all you got to do is think when certain situations happen, you know, and then you just wait it out, you know. But, and sometimes you don't have to react all the time to everything because those things take care of itself.
What's your message to any of the protesters or looters or people rioting?
I think we can.
We stand with you.
Cut it there. That gentleman that you hear intermittently and that you heard at the end there, Austin is interviewing in the gentleman sitting in a lawn chair outside. He was what most people, I think, would call homeless. And listen to how articulate and intelligent and well-informed he sounds. Isn't that interesting? So the media can mislead people, what people see on the screens, what people read. Very interesting. Somehow, he seems to be staying well-informed, and I don't see a television or a newspaper or anything in front of him. Very interesting. Probably some life lessons for us all in there somewhere. But I thought that was interesting. Gosh, it's amazing how quickly this thing is shifting and the optics are shifting to something that's not good. And these people, you know, I mean, this stuff, you know, I'm just looking at this image, you know, this video titled Idaho Welcome Party. That's probably not the message you want to send. And so, you know, circling back to that to try to sort of get out in front of some of these things, you know, this is a channel, YouTube channel titled North Country Off Grid, and there are videos like, you know, what's happened recently, you know, this strikes me as provocateurism. There's this video posted last week. Cops came, they saw, we liberated. I disagree. And you're fighting this battle from the wrong end. I would say, you know, people say, well, what are you going to do about it then? I mean, you don't want your playgrounds taped up and, you know, children not to be able to play. And so, right. Absolutely. I don't think that's a good idea. These police officers they have a job to do, and they've been told they're supposed to enforce these kinds of things. They didn't pass these policies. So you can imagine where I'm going with that. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
It's the good life, full of fun, seems to be the ideal. Yes, the good life lets you hide all the sadness you feel. You won't really fall in love, 'cause you can't take the chance. So be honest with yourself, don't try to fake romance. It's the good life to be free and explore the unknown. Like the heartaches when you learn you must face them alone. Please remember I still want you, and in case you wonder why, well, just wake up, kiss that good life goodbye.
Another extended musical interlude. So you heard in that video, riot aftermath, small business owners assess damage after looters destroy their storefronts in DTLA, downtown LA. The business owner said, you know, Fletcher asks, you know, what do you think of the protest? The business owner says, this is not a protest. This is a robbery. You know, and these are very, again, these are emotionally charged times. They're being hyper-politicized. And the intent is to lead us astray in a variety of ways, to get us away from level-headed, sensible, right and proper action. there are some things that we should be doing. You know, getting back to the video, I mean, there is a tie-in here. I think that Grace's mention of Yuri Bezmenov and what he was saying, what he was telling us back in the 80s is very, very timely. Back to the stuff in this case, Sandpoint, the video that I just mentioned before the break. Cops came, they saw, we liberated. That's in Sandpoint. That's an even smaller little bedroom community. Elements of fascism there too. I digress. But, you know, when guys show up to a playground that's adjacent to the cop shop, so to speak, and start tearing tape off, that's asking, begging for a confrontation. It's confrontational. It's provocateurism. And like I said, the officers did not enact the policies. I suppose I should use the word enact. By decree, you know? So the problem is probably with folks assuming dictatorial powers, because that's what is actually happening. Well, we declared a state of emergency, and therefore, you know, as such and such dictator, I declare, you know, this policy hereby enacted. Promulgating substantive rules of conduct presumed to have the force and effect of law. That kind of thing. Which is patently un-American. People say, well, we have this situation at hand. I mean, first it was the COVID. Now it's, okay, well, but see, for political opportunists and dictators everywhere, that sort of feeds into the same, you know, it's like pouring gas on a fire. When does that stop? You don't want to start that, because it's never going to end. That's the whole idea. And as Dan Dix pointed out on one of his recent videos, the state knows violence. The state really has a monopoly on violence. Not what we want. So maybe it's a better idea to, why not, you know, go interview the folks who get off the buses. Where are you guys from? How much do you get paid to be here? And not necessarily in a provocateur sort of way. You know, you can appreciate, after we've seen what's been happening across the country, that we want to make sure it doesn't happen here. I'm sure you guys feel much the same way. So where are you guys from? What are you here to do? Did you guys apply for a permit? How is this happening? Because as far as I know, I mean, I have been in, well, not quite downtown, but, you know, not on Sherman. The video footage that you see in the interviews and things are largely in on Sherman Avenue in Coeur d'Alene. Well, I'll tell that story when we come back. Stick around.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review. But at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late night premiere show for Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the Red Pill.
Is the Second Amendment your line in the sand? Is the United States Constitution important to you? Are you worried about gun confiscation? You need to join us for free at gunconfiscation.com. At gunconfiscation.com, you will meet like-minded patriots, get the latest Second Amendment news, and find anything you need to prepare for gun confiscation. Visit gunconfiscation.com today. That's gunconfiscation.com. Which side are you on?
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With patriotinternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, patriotinternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from patriotinternet.com. Visit patriotinternet.com today.
When you were here before, you couldn't look you in the eye. You're just like an angel. Your skin makes me cry. You float like a feather in a beautiful world. I wish I was special. You're so very special, but I'm a creep. I'm a weirdo. What the hell am I doing here?
Welcome back. All right. We'll go back to the phones here in a second. But, you know, when you just start thinking these things through, I mean, so you have these people, and this is what ends up happening. You know, people don't understand what's going on. This is a different America than 50, 60, 70 years ago. You know, most people on social media probably have not ever even held a firearm. I bet that's a statistic somewhere. And I would say there's some contingent of folks, you know, who are well versed in the use of firearms, probably not on social media very much, if at all. So what you end up with is articles like this one. Coeur d'Alene Press, Armed Patriots, quote unquote, Patrol Coeur d'Alene, like I said earlier, by Bill Bewley, staff writer, published at 1:15 a.m. this morning. And he opens, the first sentence is, Men with automatic weapons, comma, handguns, say they are here to protect city amid reports of militants heading this way. I'm thinking that's like a subhead. There's no punctuation. I think it is. Anyway, this guy clearly, I would say, is an idiot. He doesn't know what he's talking about. You call yourself a journalist? Men with automatic weapons. Show me. And I suppose the greatest irony is the person who's featured first and foremost in the slideshow of images is a man with a bolt-action rifle. So it's just ridiculous. Men with automatic weapons, really. Were they arrested? Were they law enforcement? Citizens who are not law enforcement with automatic weapons? Really? Show me one, please. Anyway, this reminds me of who was the congressman or the guy who was running for Congress who, I want to say he was from Michigan, who was, you know, we had that discussion back in the Las Vegas days, the Route 91 harvest, you know, we should ban automatic weapons. Oh my gosh, here we go again. People who don't know what they're talking about things they shouldn't be talking about until they go get themselves informed. There was the guy who was running for Congress who had that little video, you know, I can turn my semi-automatic rifle into an automatic rifle. What are we going to outlaw fingers? He said, I think is how he ended his video. Anyway, these kinds of goofy. This is what happens, though. This turns into a cartoon. So you have a gentleman walking around on the streets of Sherman Avenue with a bolt action rifle. What are you going to do with that? What is your plan? And people say, well, you know, we have the right to, you know, keep and bear arms. It's a Second Amendment right. No, it's not a Second Amendment right. It is enumerated. Let's be clear. Let's not sound like hillbillies. It is enumerated. And yes, I agree. This is perhaps, arguably, an opportune moment for the Second Amendment to shine. But this is not the best moment. I think we could all agree. You know, the Second Amendment reads, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. You can bring a bolt-action rifle to a situation like this, or a bow and arrow, as was reported. Where is that? Where did I see that? Later, they were joined by hundreds of citizens packing rifles, automatic weapons, handguns, and bows and arrows. This is what happens. People who don't know what they're talking about are writing articles about things they don't understand, and people are showing up doing goofy things, getting lumped in together. It's cartoonish. And obviously not well understood by the people. There was no attempt to, from what I can discern, there was no attempt to, you know, there were no press opportunities or, you know, so forth. No attempt to reach out to the community and get out in front of this. So, you know, back to the point, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. A well-regulated militia. I would think this would be an opportune moment not to capitalize on fear, but to say, look, people, this is why, you know, these kinds of moments where people are nervous is why we say a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state. There are subversive elements in our midst. And color revolution is a real thing. Those who don't want to work by peaceful means, again, speaking of the Van Jones of the world, who is a Weather Underground terrorist, Marxist, you know, terrorist and provocateur at this point. Well, it's not illegal to be on CNN and be a provocateur, I guess. No, these people are cowardly as they are, notorious for doing that kind of thing. It's an ideological battle. And I would think that you would want to get out in front of this and say, you know, here's an opportune moment to say, this is why, in a very real sense, you know, people don't want their businesses destroyed. And who's going to be injured by this? I mentioned how strange it was in Minneapolis, I think it was, or St. Paul, that the liquor store is boarded up, but the T-Mobile store is not. And it was looted. And, of course, that was, you know, captured by mainstream media mingling with looters. Weird. As you can see, people keep going in and out of this store. Yeah. Interesting. I mean, are you an accessory to a crime at that point? I don't know. But I'm pretty sure that T-Mobile isn't going to be devastated as a result of that one store being damaged. However, the individual business owner, as, you know, Austin Fletcher's interviews, I mean, these people are real people, but, you know, I would imagine that at least a few of them are people who own individual stores. This is my one store. That is potentially devastating. So again, who benefits, like Grace asks? The small business owner definitely doesn't benefit, but the big box stores, like David was saying earlier, you know, the online ordering, keeping people cowering in fear, ordering, you know, to have drone delivery from Amazon dropped on their front porch while they watch in terror the fear porn that's on television, this pornographic addiction to tragedy. Who benefits from all of this? So, yes, I agree. The Second Amendment is vital and essential, but I don't see a well-regulated militia, you know. And I could make, you know, there are lots of jokes that could be made, and most or all of them would be fitting. This is not, this ragtag band of misfits is not a well-regulated militia by any stretch of the imagination. And so you would think this is an opportunity to reach out to the local community. Hey, this is why, you know, we're getting reports of this kind of stuff. We're all nervous. Law enforcement is concerned because of the optics of these kinds of issues. What do we do? You would think that you could reach out to local people, local business owners, local law enforcement. We don't want our town, I mean, we can't handle our, you know, Sherman Avenue, in this case in downtown Coeur d'Alene, burned. You don't want it burned all the way from the resort up to about 7th, is kind of, you know, the main drag of Sherman Avenue. The Iron Man that's usually held in downtown Coeur d'Alene was postponed, I believe, last month until September or something like that. So, you know, you don't want to have to rebuild downtown Coeur d'Alene before Iron Man. Usually it's, I think, this month. I think it's in June. But I would think that people would be interested in having that conversation. What can we do to get out in front of this? Not to act like provocateurs yourselves. To act foolish, to be completely mischaracterized. Where is your PIO? Do you have a public information officer? Go talk to this guy. To conduct yourselves in an exemplary manner instead of acting like provocateurs, you know, would be a better course of action, not posting Idaho welcome party videos. That's probably not the message you want to send. You know, I think there is a better way to approach the issue. Just saying, because what you're going to do is you're pretty much alienating everyone, I would say. And you're fomenting more unrest. You're fanning the emotional flames. I don't know. That's just my take on it. My story quickly, again, which I find curious, you know. So you can just bus a bunch of people into the Winco up the street, right off the highway there on I-90, and, you know, have people marched downtown. Nothing happened, apparently. It was fairly uneventful in Coeur d'Alene last night, but, you know, it's not over. And so who knows? Did you guys, speaking of that, did you guys overplay your hand at this point? And now have you just sort of exposed to your opposition what you're going to do? They're talking about being back down tonight. What? And maybe tomorrow. What happens next? It's not good. I mean, this is not over. So my experience with this kind of stuff, which, you know, makes it all the more curious, is being at an event. This was 12 years ago, 13 years ago. And bullhorning on the corner of, where was that? Northwest Boulevard and I don't remember. It was right down by where the wastewater treatment plant is now in downtown Coeur d'Alene. Anyway, being on the corner there on Northwest Boulevard, bullhorning and having law enforcement show up and saying, you guys can't be here. So I don't understand how any of this happens. You know, typically when you, I mean, I've talked about, you know, even back then and before, there were the two brothers, I forget their names, who, you know, would routinely walk around in Coeur d'Alene. It was written up in the Coeur d'Alene Press, you know, around the time when things similar to this started happening. These guys would walk around, both of them armed, and Coeur d'Alene PD would stop and, you know, have them disarm and talk to them and, you know. So I'm suspicious of all of these kinds of things. I don't understand how this is even happening. Because my personal experience was that basically we were told to take off. So I don't understand. I really, you know, it's a very peculiar sort of thing without getting into the specifics of it, how these kinds of things, you know, manage to even happen, and how people don't get out in front of this and say, hey, let's not have this happen. Band together as, you know, local citizens in the community, as business owners, as law enforcement. Let's not do this. And like I said, above all, these people who have assumed dictatorial powers, I say don't wait till November. Recall them now and set about doing that, and let them know, you know, it's we understand, you know, these people are always ready at a moment's notice to engage in protracted battles, and it's ideological warfare, and they're going to use the worst sorts of tactics. They're not going to be honest. Speaking of the Van Joneses, I mean, really, a guy like Van Jones, you know, white people have a virus, a mind virus. All white people have a mind virus. That's not a racist thing to say. My goodness. Provocateurism everywhere. And why would, I mean, if you had, imagine a white person saying on CNN that all black people had a mind virus. Can you imagine? The world would come unglued. But Van Jones can say that on CNN? It's pretty obvious what's going on there, I would say. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Back. A couple of interesting articles from the Ron Paul Institute for Peace and Prosperity. What a concept. This one published Saturday. Protesters, rioters, looters, and revolutionaries, be aware there are government agents among you. That's interesting. And this one more recently from Daniel McAdams. Riots out of control. Are U.S. troops and martial law the answer? Are they the answer? And that's a video, YouTube video, the Ron Paul Liberty Report discussion between Daniel and Ron Paul. And maybe we should play some of that too, actually. To the phones. Fred in Iowa, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Hello.
Hello, Fred.
I'm very angry. So I've got to watch my tongue. I don't believe in violence. I choose to use words, reason, language, and persuasion, not force. That's what I believe. And I choose not to own a firearm. And I'm very proficient at it, firearm. But 3 days ago, this happened in Des Moines, Iowa. Des Moines, Iowa, the city I was born in, almost a few more days, 83 years ago. The police and the protesters knelt down on their knees as a group and prayed. The police and the protesters, both groups, got down on their knees and prayed. Now, I believe in the Second Amendment, even though I don't own a firearm. But no ignorant redneck or a smart redneck wants to use the Second Amendment, and the Second Amendment wasn't written for duck hunters. I understand that.
Right.
But what they want, yes, to supposedly get our constitutional government back again, a government, a republic of laws, which I agree with what we first set up. I agree with that. But these, and I won't say bastard, that wouldn't be nice, that want to arm themselves to get the constitutional government of laws back that protect the individual and the innocent. They want to shape it and fashion it.
We're headed into a break. Hold that thought, Fred. Let's pick that up on the other side of the break. Stick around, folks.
Processing company. And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly.
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.